So one of the great things about being a business owner is guess who my boss is?
Well, sometimes it feels like that, but it's probably
you.
Yes.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning into Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. As you may know, if you've been following our series for the last year or so, our episodes drop every week, and they do so on Thursdays. Just because one Thursday a year also happens to be Thanksgiving doesn't mean we need to go without an episode, so we're not. But in fact, it might even be more of a reason to have an episode drop on Thanksgiving, because what else are you going to do and listen to while you're putting on your stretchy pants? You know, you're doing it. And you know the ones we're talking about, those pants that are going to allow you to consume, oh, I don't know, a week's worth of calories in roughly 8 hours. Those are also the same pants that are going to allow you for that comfy nap when the good old tryptophan kicks in. And even maybe more importantly, the ones that are going to make you nimble when you're trying to avoid being cornered by that crazy uncle. Come on, folks, there's no way I'm the only one who has this day ahead of him today. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, the giving part of Thanksgiving, not the eating too much part, you're on your own with that. But in the giving thanks part, really wanted to dedicate this episode to being thankful. And we even have the most amazing guest we've ever had on the show joining us today. So very, I guess, excited about that one. But before we tell you that story, we get into all the things we're thankful about, we get into our guest, we have to, of course, tell you this story. Fran Coach. Who is Fran Coach? Well, we are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's us. And one of the things, kind of probably a little bit more on a personal note for this episode, is maybe the biggest thing that I am thankful for is also a really common theme with the clients we talk to, and that is the control over the lifestyle that we lead. And for me, having had this business for almost 7 years now, and started from scratch, just absolute nothing, that's turned into something that's given me just a lifestyle that I couldn't possibly have ever imagined in my wildest dreams, that has allows me to spend time with my 8-year-old. We co-parent, so we're kind of the week on, week off ones, and making sure that I can be as available to him, for him, with him as best as possible when he is with me. He's 8 after all, so we still kind of like him. Punk teenage years, maybe that'll change a little bit, right? But for now, that's awesome. It's given me an opportunity to have that freedom, that control over what I do, to have that level of flexibility, but still work hard to grow what's turned into an amazing business for me and Fran Coach. It's also allowed me to meet amazing people, not just our clients, but other folks within the franchising industry, not the least of which is my beautiful new bride, Danielle. We met in this industry. We both have separate businesses in the industry. We have them together in this industry. It's cool. We technically live in different states, which isn't always particularly cool, but again, not something that would ever in a million years work if we had, you know, real jobs. And so it allows us to do that. Was literally counting the other day, talking to somebody. I have worked with our clients in 2021 I've been in 8 different states while doing so. So it's given us the opportunity to be wherever we want to be for whatever reason and still be able to run things, but also, again, enjoy life. And then, of course, the control financially, to be able to, we talk to our clients a lot about, it's not control like control freak control, but it's not that either. It's the ability to control what you want. And financially, there's no ceiling on how big you can grow a business, whether it's FranCoach or any of the franchises we work with. You can grow it as big as you want and scale it like crazy. You can have multiple brands. Again, you can build a massive, massive empire if that's what you want. But there's also no control over the floor as well. So if you get to a certain point business-wise as a franchise owner and you're comfortable with the money you're making and the time you're spending, you can kind of status quo it as long as you want. You don't have a boss coming in saying, "Hey, Tim, that was a great year, but now we need to increase our goals by 20% next year." And you're like, no, I was good with this. You can do that as an owner. So it really is that control over whatever it is that's important to us. And again, whether it's lifestyle, it's this time, it's the flexibility, it's the money, it's the wealth that we're growing and building, involving our kids in our business or a legacy potential down the road. As a business owner, as a franchise owner, there's nobody in control of that other than me. And it is amazing. One of the things I guess I kind of wanted to do, and we've got this kind of recorded separately, so buckle up for this. But we have our guest today is actually my son, Logan, who is 8 years old and will tell you in one breath that he's shy and he doesn't want to talk, and then he'll talk for 10 straight minutes without taking a breath. So you're going to get a little combo of this, but I just kind of thought it was fitting because he is the reason why I started this business. I've got a thing on my wall in my office. It's a little scrap piece of paper when I first started the business, and it literally has the letters THTW. And kind of outlined and scribbled in with a highlighter that probably looks worse than if my 8-year-old would have really done it. But it was done at one of the first maybe month of launching FranCoach, not knowing what the hell I was doing, and not on a particularly good day. And the THTW literally stands for "This has to work." There was no other alternative for me. This, like, I was all in and doing it for all the reasons that we talked about, and giving myself, number one, the opportunity to build something, to give myself the control and flexibility to be that co-parent for Logan. And then it's turned into everything else beyond it. But he's kind of the original driver behind "This has to work." And for that, my level of thankfulness is absolutely through the roof. So enjoy the next few minutes as we do a in-depth interview with Logan. So enjoy. Yeah, but I'm the host. I'm supposed to like introduce you, then you start talking.
Oh, let's stop.
So today we have a very special guest, and a guest I have been trying to get on the show for a long time. But he's booked solid. He's very, very busy with things like third grade, soccer, karate, now basketball, video games, Legos, and an array of other things. So our guest is my wonderful son, Logan. Logan, how are you today?
Good.
Thanks for joining us on the Franchising 101 podcast.
Thank you.
Are you a big fan of the show?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? Okay. Do you... like in your lunch today, did you have any FranCoach merch that you brought with you?
No.
You had a water bottle. What was that?
Well, I didn't bring it to lunch.
Oh, right. Because you have lunch, but you don't bring your drink to lunch.
Because I have a drink in my lunchbox.
Oh, you got a pretty awesome dad that puts a soda in there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that we should be burping on like Spotify or anything. So we're almost ready for Thanksgiving.
It's this Thursday.
Yeah. So tell me what do you like about Thanksgiving?
I get to eat food.
You get to eat food. What kind of food do you like for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Turkey. Do you remember the first time you had turkey? You do? No, nobody can hear your head nod up and down.
Yes.
So tell everybody about the first time you had turkey. What did you think it was?
I used to really, really like chicken, And my dad tricked me into saying it was chicken, and it was turkey. And I ate it, and I really liked it.
Yeah, because at that point, when you were like 4 years old,
I thought it was like three.
You, the only thing you would only eat chicken. So we said it was called turkey chicken.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yes. And so now you like turkey. Uh-huh. Okay. What is Thanksgiving? What is it all about?
To be thankful for other people.
Okay. Other people, other things, whatever. What are some things or people that you're thankful for?
My parents.
Okay.
My house, my dogs, the food I eat.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, that's a pretty good start. Well, and you know, one of the reasons why I'm so glad we were able to get you on this show. It's been so long.
It's been like half of a month.
Forever. Yeah. since the original Logan and Dad podcast.
Yeah, we made only like two.
Yeah. Well, they were so good, we couldn't possibly do any better. You think we should start that again?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Okay. So one of the main things I'm thankful for, you know what that is?
What?
That would be you.
What?
And you know one of the main reasons why I started Fran Coach 7 years ago? Because of you.
What?
What? You didn't know that?
Why would you do it?
Well, that's a great question, Logan. Thanks for asking. So one of the great things about being a business owner is guess who my boss is? Well, sometimes it feels like that, but it's probably
you.
Yes, because I get to be my own boss, which means I get to make my own schedule when I work. So I get to do things like take you to school in the morning, yeah. Right? Maybe we didn't have karate today, but sometimes it's karate or practices, whatever. And so I wanted to make sure that I had time to be able to do that. So as you grow up, I get to like, you're, how old are you again right now?
Eight.
What grade are you in?
Third.
Okay. You're going to be like a teenager soon. And you know what happens when you become a teenager?
I learn how to drive.
Well, when you're 16, yeah. Well, that'll be awesome because then I won't have to drive you everywhere. But do you know what else happens when people become teenagers?
No.
They become kind of like little punks. And the adults don't like the teenagers. And the teenagers usually don't like the adults.
Just so you know, I'm used to having a teenager in my life.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have, when you're at your mom's house, you have a brother. He's annoying. How old is he?
16.
Yeah. So someday you'll be annoying. And there won't be any little ones around then. But but we won't like you. So now while you're nice, you're kind of cute, you're kind of fun to be around, all those things, we want to make sure that we're, like, I get to be able to do that. So that is what I am thankful for. And I'm thankful you became a guest on the Franchising 101 podcast. Now, tell everybody, too, because we talk a lot about business stuff and you start thinking, have you been working on a business of your own?
Yes.
Tell everybody about what that business is. Who are you doing that with?
Me and my cousin. We're working on a business that's called Sunnyside. We're going to be making like a sunflower garden and people could come like pick flowers and stuff.
Pick flowers and stuff. And then what are you while they're picking the flowers? Because that's probably like the parents are doing that, right? What do you have? Do you have anything for the kids?
So like the littler kids, there's going to be like a... there's like a plastic playset near the garden we're gonna put together. And then like kids are gonna be playing in there, but we might need to clean it out a little bit because it's dirty.
Okay.
And
so the kids can play while the parents are
picking different types of flowers.
Oh, okay. Are we gonna like sell any snacks or anything there?
I think so.
Yeah, what do you think?
Like maybe some. I have some apples at mom's that are from the Apple Lady's orchard.
Yeah.
So I might be selling some of those.
Some apples?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to have anything to drink?
Maybe some water because there's like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
Near the house.
Okay. Can we get some Diet Coke?
I don't think there's Diet Coke.
Okay. Well, that's right. And where is this going to be? This isn't going to be at our house, is it?
No, this is going to be at grandma's house.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So that's awesome. So you got your own business idea. Yeah. And you already got your cousin to give you money for reasons we don't really understand. But
no.
But because you're the boss and that's how it works, right? So yeah. Awesome. So getting ready to have your own business seems pretty cool. So imagine there are people that are listening to the podcast and they're like, I wonder if I should have a business of my own or I should just keep this awful job that I really don't like.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think would be greatest about having your own business?
That you basically get lots more money than the work.
that's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you think?
Get to tell people what to do.
Get to tell them what to do, right? Should you do that like nicely or like should you be mean?
Nicely.
Do you think they'll work harder for you if you're nice to them?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I like that as well. Anything else you want to kind of share with everybody before? I know you got a very hectic schedule. what do we have for us tonight? We got to study spelling words, yeah. Watch some TV.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we got a lot. We got a lot on our plate the rest of the night.
And sleep.
Definitely sleep. Anything else you want to kind of like share with people, whether it's business, whether it's the holiday season, whether it's life as a third grader?
I have two things to say.
What's that?
Third grade is the best. You third graders out there, have fun.
Good. I love it.
And then happy holidays.
Awesome. I love it. So, Logan, thank you for being on. I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was fun for at least me, I guess. Hopefully you as well. I always appreciate our listeners, and I'm thankful very, very much for them. The growth of the podcast has been phenomenal. The feedback we've had from folks, whether they have become clients, which we've got, I think we're up to like 9 or 10, a couple more in their words. Rolling here before the end of the year with some people that have found us via the podcast and connected and are now our franchise owners. So we appreciate that. Or even just folks that have listened and have messaged us with, hey, we'd like to learn more about this topic or that topic. Again, just can't express enough my thankfulness and gratitude to everybody for that. I'm truly humbled by the feedback and the success we've had with this. And then lastly, I just like, If you're sitting there today, wherever you are sitting, in between naps or wherever you are, and if you aren't saying thanks to yourself for having the control you want over your lifestyle, over your work-life balance, over the money you're making or the wealth you're building, or anything like that, if you're not doing that because you don't have that level of control, then take 15 minutes. Reach out to us. Set up that first call. Just explore a little bit more about what franchise ownership is about and how we can help. The worst that happens is you spend 15 minutes and you realize this isn't for you right now. That's the worst that happens. The best that happens is a year from now at Thanksgiving, you are being thankful for taking that first step. To try to create your better tomorrow and see how you also can have control over things. Who knows? We'll have you on as a guest on the podcast talking about your journey from frustration, not where you want to be, to franchise ownership. So as always, to our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 podcast and everything we do continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you haven't yet, and I'm sure you have, but anyway, if you haven't, subscribe, follow us wherever you catch your favorite podcasts so you never miss an episode. Also, again, where you can find us online in your podcast window, there's probably a link to click to FranCoach to schedule a call if you want. Our podcast website is literally franchising101podcast.net. And of course, our main site is francoach.net. We're all over social media. We're pretty much everywhere. So we might be delivering presents to you here in a month, right? But we're everywhere. We're here for you. And again, if you're not where you want to be, if you're not thankful for that level of control, let's talk, reach out, let's schedule a call. There's never any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. I'm thankful for you. Thanks for joining us again. Have an amazing and safe holiday, and we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.